inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Thursday, October the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. During this hour, I will eat some crow. The flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Why will I be eating a little crow? Well, if you caught John Stadtmuller and Bob Chapman and myself on Tuesday, you'll notice that, and I've been in this business for 27 years, Mr. Stadtmuller made a prediction about we will never see $700 gold ever again, or thereabouts. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, although I'd like to agree with you, there are obviously a lot of technical people out there that see a possibility of gold going down to that level. Well, the technical folks spoke today, and it appears that Mr. Stadtmuller could be perfectly correct. Wall Street had what can only be described as a day of whiplash. Dow started off in great form this morning, soaring well over 100 points. I think at one point up 130 points, only to get slammed by a series of reports during the trading day that saw the Dow fall 130 points. And finally, ending up the day down 63 points at 14,015. NASDAQ off 39 points at 2,772. S&P 500 off 8 points, 1,554. Wall Street came out this morning and a couple of retailers said sales were down because it's too hot outside for people to go and spend money inside. Well, I suppose if that works for them, that's fine. And we'll bring you all the rest of the story when we return.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Yeah. Turn on the tube. What do I see? A whole lot of people dying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Think of me this, think of me that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy's too fat. Get over it. Get over it. All this whining and crying, pitching a fit. Get over it. Get over it.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, we got new bump music. Get over it. Something that the Democrats in Congress should do with the stupid Armenian genocide thing that they got into makes absolutely no logical sense. But anyway, nothing that they do in Washington makes any sense whatsoever. In large part, Wall Street's decline today caused by a number of things. First of all, some European central banker came out and said that looks like Europeans are going to maintain higher interest rates while the U.S. maintains lower interest rates. Unfortunately, the dollar almost fell out of bed. Don't ask me how they saved this one. Dollar index closing at 78 even. Or 30 basis points. Oh, oil. Almost broke through $83 a barrel.
Ah,
that hurts. And what did the metals do? Metals did what metals do best, go higher. Gold in New York City closed up $11.50 at $751.80. Silver, hi-ho silver, up 33 cents at $13.92. Platinum, up $22 at $1,412. Uncharted territory. And palladium. Just yesterday it was 3.25. Today it's 381, closing up $5. As we mentioned, US dollar index sitting precariously. How they managed to close it at 78 even. This is the, well, ever since they've been keeping records, ever since they put together this basket of currencies, and for those of you who don't understand what the US dollar index is, it's a basket of currencies. The euro, the Japanese yen, the British pound, Canadian loonie, Swedish corona, and the Swiss franc. are in various proportions, biggest proportion being the euro, followed by the yen and the pound and the dollar and all the rest of it. And so they take this basket of currencies, they weigh it against what the U.S. dollar is doing, and this is how they come up with the index. Now, ever since they've been doing this, and I'm not exactly sure how many years they've been doing this, a couple of decades now, this is the lowest point it's ever been. Ever. And if it breaks through 78 tomorrow, it'll set an all-time record. Now, as we mentioned, on Tuesday, during our discussion with Bob Chapman, John Stadtmuller made a statement about the fact that we will never see $700 gold prices again. And I was a little skeptical because, unfortunately, there are two types of people in the world when it comes to gold. There are those like myself who base our rationale on where gold price is going on a number of geopolitical events. In other words, we take into consideration events that happen in the Middle East, events that happen in Europe, events that happen over here. We take into consideration a lot of things. How many bags of groceries do I buy this week as opposed to how many bags I could have bought last week? So we use the sort of everyday normal things in order to project prices. Unfortunately, we aren't the majority that sets gold prices on a daily basis or the action in the pits. Because the action in the pits is in large part, and it doesn't matter whether it's commodities or whether it's stocks, it is controlled by the technicians, the technical guys, the guys who do not care about geopolitical events, who do not care about anything else except their little charts and their 200-day, 400-day, 500-day moving averages. They have these little black boxes, and they produce these computer programs that basically tells them when to sell and when to buy. And they base their whole decision on graphs and charts and candlesticks and what have you. And unfortunately, these are the people that predominantly dictate what the prices of any given stock or commodity does on any given day. And so my reluctance to agree with Mr. Stadtmuller on Tuesday was based on the fact that there were a number of very prominent chartists who saw a distinct possibility that we could retest $700. But that changed today. Allow me to share this with you. Gold will continue its bull run and gradually move towards an all-time peak of $850 an ounce within the year. But the ride will not be smooth, according to chartists. Analysts who predict future price movements by plotting past market performance on charts say technical indicators have turned positive since last month, with the metals move to a 28-year high, and the trend is likely to continue. I'm bullish on the metals complex and bearish on the dollar. I am still in the camp that believes that we will work towards $775 to start with, then $800, and then we'll head towards $850 at some stage, said Robin Wilking, technical analyst at J.P. Morgan. There has been steady progress to the upside in line with the dollar's demise. $720 was my key support area, and that has been tested and held, he added. Spot gold hit a 28-year high of $747.75 an ounce today and was quoted at $746.65, 12:35 p.m. British time, as the dollar slipped towards record lows against the euro. Gold has gained 18% this year and doubled in less than 4 years. A weaker U.S. currency makes dollar-denominated gold attractive for holders of other currencies and lists the metals allure as an alternative investment. The next upside price objective for the bulls remains major psychological resistance at $750, which, by the way, we just blew right through that one. If they can push gold over $750 hump, then more sizable price gains on the upside could be expected, said Mr. Uni, an analyst at Vision Commodity Services of Dubai. See, even in Dubai, they have technical people who study these silly charts. However, pushing the precious metals above $750 and holding it there has been and will be no easy chore for the bulls. Now, look, if you're bullish on the market, you've got to understand you're going to climb a wall of worry. Should have bought yesterday. Should have bought tomorrow. Just buy it. Don't worry about it. Charters see prices in a range of $780 to $800 by the end of 2007 and creeping up over the next year towards a current record high of $850 set in January of 1980. Now, let me explain that to you again. Should be $1,750, but let's not argue about that one. People are content with selling the rallies and buying the weakness for the time being, but the underlying structure is very positive, said independent analyst Cliff Green, who tracks U.S. gold futures. If we broke below 726, it would complete what I would deem as a secondary top, which would probably give a bout of liquidation. Maybe we'd see a move back to the 710, 715 area, but if that eventually does happen, it would present an enormous opportunity to buy on the dips. The metal was vulnerable in the near term at current higher levels, analysts said, but they did not predict a sharp decline, saying prices were expected to hold well above $700 in case of a selling pressure. So, Mr. Stadtmuller, if you happen to be listening to the show, congratulations, sir. Your prediction will more than likely come to pass. And we will see gold soar to uncharted levels. Now, back to me as the fundamental guy as to why I'm buoyed not only by the chartists' announcement that the probability of us ever seeing $700 gold again or as remote as George Bush becoming a Christian. And that's one basic fundamental economic 101 theory, and that is a little thing called supply and demand. Let me share the thoughts of Richard Green with you. He says both gold and silver have had attractive and improving supply and demand fundamentals for many years running. Demand for gold jewelry has exceeded mine supply, with central bankers making up the shortfall with what is by far the most precious reserve asset. The stated reason was to achieve higher income, while the real reason was to suppress the price. If you believe the stated reason, then you also probably believe that the reason the Fed stopped reporting the M3 money supply numbers in 2006 was to save money, as they explained. Silver, likewise, has lopsided supply and demand with a shortfall on the supply side. The total depletion of a 60-year U.S. stockpile is bringing the situation to a head. These favorable supply-demand statistics alone have been enough to ignite a precious metal bull market, which is now in its seventh year. The bull market has had little room for investment demand, but that dilemma has been solved in several ways. Oh, pray tell, what's that? A collapsing dollar? Yeah, that'll do it every time. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. So, what are these other dilemmas that have been solved in several ways with the noble metal? Well, according to Mr. Green, we believe that most of these solutions involve substituting paper promises of gold and silver in the future rather than supplying the physical gold and silver right now. There's a running debate as to how these holders of paper, silver, and gold promises will fare. We believe the vast majority of the holders of paper promises will fare quite poorly. Futures players can be paid off in times of stress in paper dollars. Well, what if they are paid during a time when paper currency is losing a big chunk of its value in a single day? Good question. All one has to do is look overseas, because this has happened in countries like Brazil and Argentina, yet few see this risk. Other paper promise holders could get nothing due to the default of their counterparty. We have little doubt that there is not even close to the amount of physical gold and silver that is promised by the paper gold and silver crowd. We are especially suspect of the gold and silver ETFs due to their custodial and subcustodial arrangements, and particularly due to their sponsorship by underwriters that are among the biggest short sellers and enemies of the free market in gold and silver. The day draws nearer
when the paper holders of gold and silver awaken to a nasty surprise. There's an old rule out there, my friends. He who owns the gold makes the rules. It doesn't say anything about paper. It's what a lot of people go, well, I'm going to buy a gold ETF. And I go, why? Well, because I don't have to worry about it, don't have to store it, don't have to deal with it. I can buy it and I can sell it and it's just fine. I go, but yeah, you're not dealing with real gold and silver. You're defeating the whole aim of the object. It's like buying a firearm for protection and leaving the gun in the gun store. It makes exactly the same amount of sense. You see, because when the you-know-what hits the fan and everything starts hitting down the porcelain princess, paper is exactly what it is. It's paper. Now, I'm not saying Barclays Bank's going to run off with your gold if you happen to have a Barclays Bank ETF. But nobody thought that Barings Bank, the oldest bank in the world, the Queen's Bank, would go bust because a 25-year-old trader bet the wrong way on interest rates. Back to Mr. Green. We believe the time is right upon us now and is creating a new fundamental demand for gold and silver that can be differentiated from investment demand. We call that demand, demand for real money as opposed to investment demand. Investment demand buyers of gold and silver may be willing to buy gold and silver futures and ETFs and other forms of paper, but real money demand buyers of gold and silver would not even consider it. That is because once real money demand really takes off, there is no way to gauge how far it can go and what kind of panic may exist to get out of all that paper. We clearly see that day on the horizon. Most people are totally oblivious to these possibilities and have no understanding why these gold and silver alternatives are just that, alternatives. There are several important events over the past few years that have radically changed the landscape and the fundamentals of gold and silver. While the percentage of the population that has any understanding of gold and silver is minuscule, 1% or less, we believe the percentage of those that understand the importance of gold and silver and also the change in the landscape may be a similar percentage. We can point to four events in the last year and a half that can demonstrate this new acceleration in real money demand for gold and silver. The first one we would point out is the Federal Reserve and announcing it would no longer release M3 money supply growth. While many immediately saw this as a sign that the Fed would be recklessly creating money at rates approaching hyperinflation, most accepted the lame explanation that it was being stopped to save money and ignore other implications. The second indication was when hyperinflationary annual rates of money growth worldwide were reported. Some of the more egregious examples are Russia, 51%, India, 23%, China, 20%, UK, 14%, Euro, 13%, and the US, 14%. This helped delay the break of the dollar below very long-term support at the 80 level until just recently. The third event was the incredible level of unlimited money injections in August several times to stabilize asset prices. The final indicator was Bernanke's willingness to cut rates by 50 basis points. Oh, yes. The perfect storm, my friend. And where's gold going? To unimaginable heights. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Also been a dreamer. Many people say that's my problem. Anyway, before we continue, we have Chris from California on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Robbie. How are you?
Can't complain, brother.
Good, brother. Listen, I'm a subscriber to Bob's IF, and I've been listening to you talk about paper promises, i.e. the fiat dollar and so forth. I'm considering investing after the fact. You know, I have the, it's good to have the physical, of course, but the leverage in the gold and silver uranium mining stocks are such that it could it would be worth it for the payoff. But how do you categorize that in lieu of what you're talking about as far as papers, just paper, and you could get stuck with these certificates or with E-Trade or whatever trade, and you've got this on the books, but if you can't get to these, you know, at what point? You follow me? What point? Let me ask you this personally. You can answer if you want, but do you yourself have any for the leverage sake of the mining stocks?
No.
Is it prudent? Not at all. Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm considering it just for the leverage sake, but
well, sure. And what I'm saying here is obviously something that I'm not saying this is imminent. Don't get me wrong in any way, shape, or form. But what we are dealing with and what we have witnessed over the last couple of months should be a stark reminder and a wake-up call to a lot of people that people get very wiggy when they can't get access to their money immediately. You guys saw it down there with Countrywide Financial, which, by the way, was another reason why the market fell out of bed today, because now there's all kinds of trouble with Countrywide Financial. Their CEO apparently liquidated a whole bunch of stocks. They got the Attorney General looking into Enron-type dealings with Countrywide Financial. But the point is when that and this is and I'm not even trying to compare it to what went on in England. and their bank run that was taking place, because in England, obviously, they don't have FDIC insurance.
That was Northern Rock, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they're over there. I didn't even know this. The insurance that people have with their banks in England is they only guarantee to get 100% of their first $2,000, and then I think it's 60% of the next $35,000. Now, they've just recently changed it because of that debacle, but here in the United States, we have a $100,000 government guarantee on savings and loans and banks and all that, yet knowing this, you had lines of people standing outside of Countrywide Financial. Why did they do this? Because inherently people have no faith in the paper system. I mean, granted, they weren't going to the bank to withdraw gold and silver. They were going to get their paper, but they wanted their money. So the point that they are making here, that is when we go into, and I guess it's not even if we go into a cataclysmic financial freefall, all paper becomes worthless. All paper becomes an inherent problem. There's this thing, they got a nice word for it today, they're called redemptions. And you people have heard the term redemptions more time than they can shake a stick at so far this year. And that company saying they are suspending their redemptions, which basically means we are not holding up to our promise to cash out any of our clients' funds. So there's that inherent problem that's there. I can understand, obviously, the allure of leverage. This is why I say that the price of gold and silver that you see quoted every day is a complete distortion, because a lot of people like leverage, and a lot of people play this market on leverage. In other words, they're either using instruments like ETFs, or they're using futures contracts or options contracts, where they have absolutely no intention of either making delivery to the market or taking delivery from the market. They're just in it for a paper trade. And so when Joe Sixpack, or when we start having a full-blown gold run, in other words, when Joe Sixpack out there finally realizes that his dollar is depreciating on a daily basis, and because now you're getting mainstream financial advisors talking about where gold is going. It is now.
Are you there? I'm listening.
People will start to go down to their local coin store and try and buy a couple of ounces of gold, only to find out that the availability of physical gold is not what they thought it was.
Off the table.
Sure. And that's why I said, I mean, I could see a time where the official spot price of gold is $1,000. You walk into a coin store, the guy goes, hey, look, you want an ounce of gold? It costs you $1,500. But you say the spot price is only $1,000. Yeah, well, you know, but you got a choice. You can lay down your $1,500, walk out with a gold coin, or you can just walk out without the gold coin. It's your choice. It's a free country.
That's true. I generally don't trust the hacks in the general stock market at all, and never have. Bob seems to think that the only thing the liquidity will flood to these gold and silver mining stocks and the leverage. He believes in that. You know, he thinks,
well, sure,
that's where it's at. So
and there's no question. This is it's happening as we speak. I mean, the mining index today it was unbelievable. In large part, you are seeing huge gains, especially in Canadian mines. Not only are they suffering the windfall of rising metal prices, but that has unfortunately been offset by the rise in the value of their currencies.
Yeah.
And there's no question that gold stocks and the undervalued gold stocks right now, I mean, you go onto any gold page that talks about gold stocks and you'll find a whole plethora of information out there. And there's some good ones and there's bad ones and there's penny stocks out there. But it's all relative. It's all relative. In a declining market, all paper assets decline in value. I mean, if you get a meltdown in the stock market, mining stocks are going to get hit. Bubble tell you that as well, because all stock, all paper assets get hit in the declining market.
At that inevitable point, he would have his subscribers well out. He would inform them just prior to that.
Oh, look, there's no question. Bob will tell people to pull the plug long before it happens, because he can see it. He's got a crystal ball. I dropped mine many years ago, but his seems to work okay.
Yeah.
But I don't want, and I want to make this point, I don't want to, just by what I've just been saying in the last half an hour, I don't want people to get wiggy thinking that, you know, Armageddon is just around the corner. The majority of people are not going to wake up to this until gold is well in excess of $1,000 an ounce. Well in excess of $1,000 an ounce. Because they still don't believe it. They still want to believe in the Goldilocks economy that's been pushed by guys like Larry Kudlow and statements that the president made to Maria Bartiromo today. I mean, and this is the president of the United States, and I'm listening to him, and he thinks the world's fine. The economy is great. We've had 49 quarters of continued growth. The longest expansion in peacetime history. Everything's fine. Yes, we have a problem in the real estate market, but it's a very small segment of the market. Look at how our exports have accelerated this month. You know, Maria Bartiromo didn't add, well, yeah, Mr. President, that's because the dollar has lost about 30% of its value. And then the trade figures came out today, which buttressed his argument, because exports are up. But I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me, what are we exporting? I know we export waste paper. I know we export pornography.
Beer.
I don't. Well,
not rib, much, Robbie. Not much anymore.
No, I mean, well, I can't figure out what we export anymore.
You know, grief to the rest of the world through Blackwater and wars. But you got to understand, this president has never worked a day in his life. With a silver spoon born in his mouth, and he doesn't see things the way normal people do. I can definitely agree with you on the strictly tangible point of view. You know, I have no argument with that. I just wanted your input on that, and it was very well taken.
I just enjoy when I get wiggy at 2 o'clock in the morning to be able to go and fondle my assets.
I hear that.
Well, maybe I said, well, that
well,
was an
you
unfortunate,
like to take them out and look at them.
Unfortunate way of referencing that, but you get my drift.
And clang them together a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing always amazes me, because I always carry a gold coin in my pocket, because I can't believe how many times people always say, well, what do you do? And I go, well, I sell gold. And they look at you as like you're from another planet.
We are.
And then I pull it out of my pocket, and I go, here's a 1 ounce coin, and I drop it in their hands. And their first reaction is, ooh, it's so heavy. And then trying to pry it back out of their hands is a whole other question. I mean, it's funny. I mean, you can talk about gold all the time until you actually put gold in people's hands. Because once you put it in their hands, then all the lights go off. People, as I said, and it's the problem that Americans have had very little exposure to gold because they haven't been, look, you guys couldn't own it up until 1975. It was an illegal commodity. And then most people didn't pay any attention to gold, and then one day they saw it at $800, and the next day they looked, it was at $500, and they go, we don't need that. We're fine. Everything's good. We don't have inflation. Look at inflation. Why buy gold? There's no inflation. We've got 2% inflation.
Core inflation.
Yeah. So there's been not only a disconnect, but we've just gone through a decade of the vilification of gold. Gold went... Ferdinand Lips wrote the definitive book called The Gold Wars, and it was the lead up in the 90s, culminating when Robert Rubin finally took over as Treasury Secretary. and Goldman Sachs, his former firm,
yeah,
that went on a full court press to obviously they did what they were. Gold is an asset that doesn't pay dividends and it doesn't pay interest. So everybody said, well, you know, it's a barbaric metal. It's a relic of the past. We don't need this. We're in this new high-tech economy. We don't even need bricks and mortar anymore. We have the internet. And so they came up with this plan that central banks could lease out their gold to people who want to buy it. It was kind of like the yen carry trade, you know, where people, when Japan's interest rates went to zero, people went and they borrowed yen for zero interest. They took the yen, they sold it, and bought U.S. treasuries that were paying 4.5%, and at the end of the contract, they returned the yen for 0% interest, and they kept it was free money. That's why so many people did it. That's why we had the ultimate unraveling of the dollar when that yen carry trade started to unravel. Well, it was the same thing with gold. Central banks would loan out gold. For instance, if you went to, just typical of how it works, let's say I got a 100-ounce bar of gold here, and I say to you, I'm going to lend you this 100-ounce bar of gold for a year. All I want you to do is return it to me in a year and pay me 1% on the current market value. Now, let's say when we did this transaction, let's say gold's at $700. So you take that bar of gold, that 100-ounce bar of gold, you sell it for 70 grand. You take that 70 grand and you invest it in, say, T-bills paying 3.5%. So long as gold stays at $700, you are going to make 2.5% because you're going to pay me my 1% on that 70,000. And then at the end of the contract, at the end of the year, you liquidate your T-bills. You go out and you buy a 100-ounce bar of gold for $70,000. You come back to me. You go, here's your bar of gold, and here's your 1%. I'm happy because I just turned a non-interest-bearing asset into an interest-bearing asset. You happy because you got 2.5% on free money. The only fly in the ointment was where you would get hurt is if the gold price had to rise. In other words, at the end of the contract, if gold was $750, well, you'd have to fork out $75,000 to buy that gold bar back and return it to me. However, if gold prices went to $600, you'd come out like a bandit because you could go and buy a 100-ounce bar of gold for $60,000. You could pocket $10,000 plus the 2.5%. So when we had gold going from $400 all the way down to $250, there were a lot of people making a whole lot of money. And central banks facilitated that. They wanted that to happen. That's why whenever you had, we used to have a thing, we used to call it was the $6 rule, where gold would never move more than $6 on any given day. I mean, whether it was up or down, it would never break out of that $6 band. And that was true right up until the time that they introduced the ETFs. So this was the whole thing that was going on in the 90s. And whenever gold would rally the $6, you'd always get some central bank saying, we're selling. And Gordon Brown, now the Prime Minister of England, probably made the most brain.
Yeah, he sold it for $250.
But he liquidated at the bottom of the market. They sold off two-thirds of Britain's gold reserves at the bottom of the market because he bought into the concept, like most people at the time, even Elliot from the Elliot Wave Theory. I mean, on his charts, once again, we go back to the chartists, technical guys. He was looking at his charts. His charts were telling him gold was going to $150. That's what everybody thought, too. But they were wrong. So, yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing. And so you've got to understand the psyche that a lot of people got caught up in that with. And so it's going to take them a long time to wake up to the fact and the reality of gold, but unfortunately those people are only going to wake up when gold's over $1,000. Now, the smart people are obviously the people that are accumulating gold at these levels. Trust me on this one. Because once gold breaks, gold should be trading. If it was an honest market, supply and demand, gold should be well over $1,800 an ounce. Well over $1,800 an ounce.
That's right. Just to equal out with the inflation, $2,300. Yeah. Very good. Robbie, thank you very much for explaining this.
All right, my friend.
This is excellent. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
During the break, always do this to myself. When I say things, I always have to go back and just to be certain, confirm it, to make sure I didn't give out any misinformation. When Robert Rubin took over as U.S. Treasury, and as Ferdinand Lipset was the start of the war on gold, in 1996, the U.S. dollar index was sitting at 88. And by 2002, the dollar index had risen to 111. When the dollar index hit 111, the price of gold was $278 at the height of the dollar's strength. It was prior to George Bush taking office. And that obviously illustrates to you just how successful Robert Rubin and the plunge protection team were at not only averting a major financial crisis, because also back at that time, a lot of people have forgotten this as well. I mean, this was a major Mexican meltdown, and they tapped into various reserves that they didn't need a congressional approval. The stabilization fund, which was set up after the collapse of 1929, which was set up solely as a mechanism that the president and the secretary of the treasury could use in order to make sure that the dollar didn't lose value. And it was that helped bail out Mexico when they cut a couple of zeros. And obviously, they were on a mission to not only increase government spending, but by that they also had to increase foreign investment into the United States, and the only way they could do that was to demonize gold and make the dollar the supreme currency on the planet. When anything happened in the 90s, amazing, when any geopolitical event happened, whenever there was a panic, there was a flight to quality to the dollar. People didn't rush in and buy gold when there was a panic. When a war started with Saddam Hussein and oil prices went nuts and all, no, they just hung in there. They just bought the dollar. And so you can see what is happening. We have now returned and gone way past what the dollar levels were when that stupid war on gold started in 1996. And the dollar right now, my friends, sitting at 78, hanging on by its fingernails. Hanging on by a ticket. Till tomorrow. See you, bye. With 3